Down through church history, whenever there has been a major move of God upon the people, sadly there have been those who have sought to squelch it because it just didn't seem right according to some tradition, some rule, some canon of the church, or people felt their authority was threatened, or that some people that were very undesirable might be coming into the church. Same thing happened with Peter after he returned to Jerusalem after going to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile, which was forbidden by law. But Peter took along with him witnesses. He knew that it would be all right because the Lord had commanded him to go there, and he was going in obedience to God. And so here's what happened. It's found in Acts, the 11th chapter, in the first verse. And the apostles and the brothers that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also received the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went in to men who are uncircumcised, and you ate with them." But Peter told the matter from the beginning, and explained it by order unto them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descended, as it had been a great sheet. And when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, 'Arise, Peter, slay and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered into my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you shall not call unclean or common.' And this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come into the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me, and the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brothers accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house, and he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, 'Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell you words whereby you and all your house shall be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Forasmuch then as God gave the same gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then God has also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." You see, it turned out well for Peter. He was in the will of God, and these people who challenged him were simply mistaken. They did not have the knowledge that the Holy Spirit had been given to these people. The Holy Spirit is the great equalizer among us. Let's pray. Father, I pray that I will never hinder anyone from receiving the Holy Spirit, as if I could hinder them. But help me never to give them any kind of trouble. When you give your Holy Spirit to someone and they are saved, I am to accept them and thank God that they have been saved and have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for all those who have been filled with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.